Have you ever heard someone say, well, I just don't care what anybody thinks? Well, I understand what they're saying. But what responsibilities do we have as believers around other believers? We're going to talk about that today in the Word. Good morning and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer and we're walking through 1 Corinthians. And guess what? We're going to cover an entire chapter today, chapter 8. So there's going to be more scriptures, but the whole subject is right there together, and I feel like we need to address the whole chapter if possible. If you're not subscribed, be sure and do so. If you're listening to us on podcast or on YouTube, why not share it and let's get the word out. Today, I believe, gets into the real practical part of being aware, walking in love toward one another. As we've already said, Paul's answering these questions. And now he comes here in chapter 8 and he says, now concerning things offered to idols. So they had asked him about this. What do we do about meat that's offered to idols? And here's why that was important. Amy and I had the chance to go to Corinth during our sabbatical. We were able to take a Mediterranean cruise thanks to some blessings from our church. And while there, we went to see ancient Corinth. And I've got to tell you, of all the places that we visited, that had the most impact on me as any place. To stand right there and know that Paul was preaching from that location, and I was just so moved. And it also helped us understand about this chapter, about what it meant for people to come. Poor, or maybe looking for a good bargain, they could buy the meat offered at the temple because a portion of it was burned as a sacrifice, a portion of it was given to the priest, another portion was given back to the people after it had been offered. So there was a lot of meat. You could say it was the town barbecue. There was a lot of meat, and it could be bought very inexpensively, if not free. And for some people, that would be the only food that they would have to eat, or the only meat they would have a chance to eat. They could buy it reasonably. So you've got to understand what Paul is addressing, because this question had come up among the Christians there in Corinth. So let me go back to read that again. Now, concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. So what Paul is saying is there's a lot of argument going on about how somebody thinks they know a lot. And he says, yes, we all know a lot, but knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. It builds up, it strengthens. And he's going to use this teaching for them to see it's better for them to love their brother than to know about all of these things. And he says, if anyone really knows anything, it's the fact he ought to be known because he loves God as he walks circumspectly in the right way toward his brother. Verse 4, therefore concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we live. He's just simply saying, wait a minute, guys. Zeus, who's being worshipped, these false gods, there's no real Zeus. He said there's many gods. Some have said they're in heaven. Some have said they're here on the earth. And he says, we know that there's only one God. There's one Lord. There's one Father. And we belong to him. And our life are tied to him. He said, we know that. So these gods don't really exist. So number one, it shouldn't be an issue. Because if you say, well, they offer that to idols, it is to them, but it's not anything. There's nothing there that exists. There's only one God who owns the heavens and the earth. So he makes that clear. He says, however, in verse 7, however, there is not in everyone that knowledge. For some, with conscience of the idol until now, eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Now, here's what he's saying. Now, the real truth is you don't have to worry about this. The real truth is you're free to eat that meat morally. You've done nothing wrong. You went and bought a good steak for a good price on the public market because it's already been used as a offering to the temple, so it's really marked down. There's so much of it. You can have it really, take it home and barbecue it and enjoy it with your family. He said, we all know that. He said, however, not every believer knows that. He says, some don't have this knowledge. Meaning what they see is what, I don't want to be a part of idolatry. If I go and eat that meat, then somehow I'm participating and I'm supporting the temple and the idol. And Paul says, hey, if that person believes that, he says their conscience is weak. Now, it doesn't mean their conscience doesn't work. It says that their conscience is wrong in the matter, but your conscience binds you. Even a weak conscience will bind you. Now, this is something we have to be loving with our Christian neighbor, that we don't put on them our own preferences or even our own convictions, or that you don't defile someone's conviction. Now, we need to be respectful. There are people who are precious Christians who have a conviction against wearing makeup, a conviction against women wearing pants, and a conviction against cutting their hair. And whether their conscience is right or wrong, they're bound to that. And so we ought to honor that. We ought to respect that, not make fun of that, and just honor it. Let it go. And so this is what Paul is saying here. He's saying not everyone has the same knowledge. He said that in their conscience, they really see this as an idol. Now he says in verse 8, but food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we better, nor if we do not eat are we worse. So he says it's not going to affect anything. The truth of it is, it has nothing to do with what we eat or don't eat. But he said to those people, it's in their conscience. Verse 9, but beware lest somehow this liberty of yours becoming a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? Now let me stop there for just a moment. He's saying even though it is true there is no false God and that you're free to go eat that meat, he said, but however, if another believer sees you in the temple taking advantage of that, and their conscience says that it's wrong, then are you not making it easier for them to transgress their own conscience? Now, this is powerful. He's not saying that they've transgressed God's law. He's not saying that they have sinned. But he said, you have not considered your brother's conscience. He said, would it not embolden them to eat these things offered to idols? In other words, would it not give them an excuse to eat this meat offered to idols? Because look, brother so-and-so is down there. Glenn's down there buying it. Hey, Paul, brother Paul's down there. I saw him. He's buying this meat. He's getting a good price at it. And I just don't think we Christians ought to do it, but maybe it's okay. And so he transgressed against his own conscience. Verse 11, and because of your knowledge, meaning knowledge of the fact that, you know, these idols are nobody, he says, and because of your knowledge, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat lest I make my brother stumble. Wow. Wow. He calls it a sin. So I said, I don't care what people think. I'm going to do what I want to do. Be careful. Be careful. You are part of the body of Christ. I know we're so independent. We're so rebellious, which is evidence that God wants to deal with us and spank us and deal with us. But we're so independent. We don't think we have any responsibility to other brothers. Can I tell you right here in the Bible Belt, that's why I don't drink alcohol. Now, my wife's, all of her family were alcoholics. And when she came to Christ at 15, she was already moving toward alcoholism. She couldn't wait to get home from school every day and put vodka in her Kool-Aid or whatever she was drinking. And she knew she was already moving in that direction. Every adult in her family, as far as back as she can find, were alcoholics. So the Holy Spirit convicted her that she was not to be a drinker. Now, I'm not, and because of the Bible Belt. Now, it's not a sin for me. I could go out to dinner and have wine. It wouldn't be a sin to me. But I wouldn't do that in the region in which I live. Now, if I was in Europe, in fact, when we were traveling over in Europe, every meal, the pastors we were with, they tried to get us to have wine. And we just finally said, listen, here's why we don't. And it was a conviction that my wife has, and so I'm not going to foul her conscience, but it's also, I don't want to be one way somewhere else and some way here. So here, the reason I don't, because I could biblically, but the reason I don't is because I deal with people, we walk with people that they saw Glenn do something in moderation and they're dealing with alcoholism or they're dealing with an issue in their life. And they see that for what it is, it could cause them to stumble, and I have sinned against my brother. You say, Glenn, you shouldn't worry about what people think. That's not what Paul says. Paul says we have a responsibility. So I would rather go without drinking alcohol rather than offend someone. And Paul says, I'd rather not eat meat again. He said, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat lest I make my brother stumble. Wow. You know what this is? This is real Christianity. This is acknowledging that you're not a lone ranger, that you're not an island within yourself, that you are connected with Christ and you're part of Christ's body and you have responsibility to other people. So Paul answered that question. They said, now concerning food offered to idols, what do we do? And Paul said, listen, if you have liberty, go ahead and eat, but don't do so if your brother will stumble. That's why I say to someone, if you have the liberty to drink alcohol and you have to ask your friend, is it okay if I have a drink? Don't do that, because you're putting them in a place. If you don't know them well enough and they're Christians, don't put them in that place of conscience where they have to answer that. You live your life out before the Lord, not under bondage, but before the Lord. The only bondage we have is to love one another. And that's real bondage in the good way, because God will honor that and reward that. Thank you for joining me today in the Word.